And we're going to wrap up the program today talking about one of my favorite things, and that is craft beer. Yes, we enjoy talking about a whole bunch of great things happening in the community and throughout the local here area here on 1380 WPHM. And a new thing came out, a new study actually, showing that the state's beer industry has over $10 billion in impact on the Michigan economy, which is crazy. That's a huge number. And joining us right now to kind of talk about that and talk about the craft beer and beer industry as a whole is Luke Lyons. He's the director of sales at Earl Smith Distributing, and he joins us now along with a craft brewer, Evan Feringa,
yeah,
from Baffin Brewery down in St. Clair Shores. Both of you, first, welcome to the program. Thanks for dropping by.
Thanks for having us. Good morning, Cale.
Thank you.
So let's talk about this report, the $10.2 billion impact on Michigan's economy as far as the role beer plays, and local distributors obviously play a role in that. Where does that number come from? Is that sales of beer? Is that the people that are employed? I mean, all of the above?
Yeah, so that number was reported by the Beer Serves America study, and they found that $10 billion number is everything encompassed together. So it's more than 62,000 jobs at breweries, distributors, and retailers. So all three tiers of the system, whether you're brewing, whether you're distributing, or you're the retailer, whether it's your local store or restaurant, all that encompasses $10 billion worth of sales and impact to the Michigan economy.
Michigan is a top five beer producer, which is really exciting. We have so many craft breweries here in Michigan. We produce a lot of our own beer here. And your role as a distributor is what, Luke? Just kind of remind us of what your part in this is.
Ultimately, our role is to get the beer from the breweries to the shelves, whether it's your local store, your restaurant, or neighborhood bar. But, you know, there's a lot more than that to it. You know, obviously, we are local and we are involved in our community. We do a lot of events, things like boat night and things like that we're involved in. And then the other side that the consumer really doesn't get to see but is really an integral part in the business are things like possible defective glass, recalled products. Our job is to ensure safety in the market, and things like that can be out of the market in 2 or 3 days, which is why we play an integral role in getting beer on the shelves and quality beer on the shelves.
So Evan Feringa here is an owner and head brewer at Baffin Brewery. So we have both sides of the coin here where let's just go back to where this begins, which is in the brewery, and tell us about what you do.
Yeah, so I mean, we kind of do everything from, we always call it grain to glass. So we take a raw ingredient, that's barley or wheat, and then we steep it in hot water, you know, just dumbing it down here. We steep it in hot water, and then we'll ferment it into beer. And then depending on what type of beer we want to do, we do different grains, and we just kind of have a lot of fun and see what's going on in the market and make a new experiment and make what people want.
And you guys will can it and hand it over to a distributor like Earl Smith, so yep, it's in your yep local store.
Yeah, we don't have the resources to go ourselves to different places, and Earl Smith, they're absolutely great. They have a great team. They're all local guys, and so they really have the relationships and the personal accounts that we just can't do. So they really help us out, get our name out there, get the beer out there, and it's just been a wonderful kind of marriage within the industry.
So when a can of beer comes off your line mm-hmm in St. Clair Shores versus when it arrives at my local party store here in Port Huron, I mean, what's the time there?
It can be just a day or two, actually. Really.
Yeah, luckily we're so close.
So yeah, yeah. So yeah, usually within just a few days, and the beer is fresh and right on the shelf. Mm-hmm. So yeah, some of your larger beer companies, it can be you know, shipping from Oregon can take a week to get here, mm-hmm, or Colorado a week to get here, but yeah, it's usually just within a, you know, some of those larger breweries, national breweries, it's just a week or two.
Yeah, cool. So, how many craft beer, you know, brands and types of beer and breweries do you represent?
So we have a lot of breweries. So in Michigan breweries, I have 19 different breweries that I sell, and some of those are ciders, like Blake's Hard Cider. It's one we deal with locally here. So we have 19 different Michigan brands, and our total brand, you know, we have a lot of brands. We sell imports. We sell a lot. Is somewhere in the 75 range. So there's a lot of beers, yeah.
Awesome. And you distribute here, your territory is St. Clair County and the Thumb, right?
Yep. We have all four counties in the Thumb, actually. So Huron, Tuscola, and Sanilac also.
Okay. So you guys get up there. So yep. If you're driving along the lakeshore, M25, stopping in to get a beer somewhere, probably came from Port Huron or was in Port Huron at some point.
Yes.
Yeah. Very cool. So going back to the beer, and again, we have Evan here from Baffin Brewery. What all do you guys make? You brought in some samples here. Tell us about this and some of your other brews.
Yeah, we make a lot of kind of weird, wild stuff. But what we specialize in is fruit beers. And mostly we do local Michigan fruit beers. But the one we brought today is our flagship. It's a mango IPA. So it's called Mango Unchained. We use a ton of real fruit in every single batch. We don't use any concentrates, juices, extracts, anything like that. It's always real. And so this one, it's a super easy drinking IPA, very, very velvety smooth. And then it will finish with that light, really refreshing hop note and some real fresh mango.
This is a summertime beer.
Yeah. And actually, I mean, we originally planned it to be just a summertime beer, but it's been crazy year round. It just kind of reminds people of summer when it's cold outside. And it's just people who love IPAs, they love that beer. People who love fruit beers, they also love that beer.
So that's kind of your flagship. That's the one that you can and distribute and that we can buy here in the local area.
Yeah.
But if we went down to your brewery down in St. Clair Shores, which you were reminding us is only about 40 to 50 minutes away, what else do you have there?
We do a ton of stuff. So we've made over 120 different beers since we've been open 4.5 years ago. We do a lot of like coffee stouts and different IPAs, and we do like New England style IPAs and, you know, lighter beers, darker beers, everything in between. And then we do a lot of seasonals with fruit. So we'll go around the state of Michigan. We'll get cherries, blueberries, raspberries, peaches, any fruit that we grow here, and we'll brew a beer with it.
So what was your inspiration to get into this business?
My first craft beer, I was, let's say, 21. And I had my first craft beer, and I fell in love with it. I love to cook, and my mom's a certified chef, so I grew up cooking in the house. And I wanted to learn how to cook beer, so that was my real inspiration into it.
Looking at your shirt here, Baffin. So what does Baffin mean? And there's a dog on it, so...
Yeah, Baffin was my dog.
Okay.
Baffin was a 145-pound Bernese Mountain Dog. He was a big boy. So we we named the brewery after him, and we love traveling up to Baffin, Canada, and... That's where we got the name for the dog. So, cold weather dog, it all kind of fit. And so we named the brewery after him.
Do you have a brewery in the state here? I mean, other than Baffin Brewery, like an inspiration or, you know, if you're not at your brewery, what breweries do you like to go to?
I try to go to any brewery I haven't been to. There are a ton opening up. Luke and I were talking earlier. Yeah. There are 325, 350 around that range of breweries in the state, and they're opening up all the time. If I were to name a couple, I was trained formally, and I learned a ton at Dragon Mead down in Warren. And then I love the Brooks guys. Those guys are fairly close to here, and, there are just a ton of great breweries in the whole area, and go visit your local brewery is what I always say.
And they're popping up like weeds. Yep. Yep. They're just all over the place. Yeah,
10 to 12 a year in planning.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah, it's great.
Is this just a Michigan thing, or is this like a nationwide trend here?
We're definitely ahead of the curve, and we really always have been on the beer side. And a lot of people say it's the Great Lakes. It's our water. That makes great beer. Mm-hmm. Ultimately, your base of beer is water, and how the water tastes and is going to give you your beer flavor profile. But yes, the rest of the country, places like California, I wouldn't even know how many breweries they have. It's got to be...
Oh, I think they're up to
1,000 maybe.
Yeah, there are more than 1,000 there.
Yeah, so there's about 7 or 8 states that have a lot of breweries, and we're lucky to be one of them.
Absolutely, we're very lucky to be in Michigan. And what I love is that almost not every town, but there's so many towns that have a brewery in them. It's almost like an attraction. It's like I'm going to go out of my way and visit this town that I've never been to. I'll stop in the local brewery, get a little feel for the culture, figure out what's going on in this town. And it's what I've noticed, it's kind of the local gathering place. If you want to know what's happening in some of Michigan's smaller communities, stop in and see what's going on at the brewery. I'm sure you're probably the same way in St. Clair Shores. If we want to get a little culture of St. Clair Shores, stop in the Baffin Brewery.
Yeah, we always say it's like your local coffee shop, just with beer. You know, that's just kind of what it is.
Absolutely. Yeah.
That's a good way to put it. We are talking with Luke Lyons. He's the director of sales at Earl Smith Distributing here in Port Huron. And Evan Feringa, he's the owner and brewmaster at Baffin Brewery in St. Clair Shores. And, you know, what we led into this saying is that Michigan has an over $10 billion beer industry here. And it is just expanding every day, isn't it, Luke?
Yep. Oh, yeah. It's I think there was a study from 2010 to 2015, now a few years ago. Our beer industry basically doubled during that time frame, and it's been growing at double digits ever since. So, yeah.
All right. A couple other things. You know, obviously, we're going to try. I've never tried your was it the
Mango Unchained?
I love that name. I will try that here. What are some of your other favorite styles of beer, just you personally?
I love a good coffee stout. It kind of depends on my mood and that time of day, but I love lighter beers. I love IPAs. I didn't initially like them, but then it's like food. You know, first time you have an onion, you don't like it, then you start to love them. But then I love dark beers, light beers, IPAs, really anything. I really like just anything beer.
I would agree with that. I like all beers too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I tend to lean towards IPAs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Why IPAs? They've just kind of sprung up out of nowhere. It seems like,
I think it's
really
so different.
Taken off.
Like, I think it's just so different. So we have, you know, if you look at the cocktail world, there are tons of cocktails, tons of flavors. And if you want, you know, the cocktail version of a beer, that's going to be your IPA, and they're tons of different flavors of hops, and it all goes together. It's wonderful.
There's so much that you can do it, and like what you're doing, add a little fruit or something and make it a little unique.
Yeah, for sure.
Absolutely. All right. So Baffin Brewery, give us a pitch. Where are you at? You know, your hours, where are you at online, all of that sort of thing.
Yeah, we're at 10 Mile and Jefferson in St. Clair Shores.
Are you right on the water?
No, we're not. We're on the other side of the water, other side of the street. But yeah, we're open all day from 12 to 12 or 12 to 1 on the weekends. We're super excited. We're about to get a still in there, so we're going to be making craft gins and vodkas and stuff like that. So yeah, but we have two more brands coming to the market, and pretty soon, the next couple months. So we have a double IPA and a cold brew coffee stout that we get freshly roasted coffee from.
All right.
So it's great.
We will look for that at our local retailer here. And Luke, you know, you guys, Earl Smith Distributing, if anyone's interested in what you do.
Yeah, you know, so we're a family-owned business, been here 86 years, so a very long time, right after Prohibition. And we have 60 employees, all local, and all the retailers, they know how to get a hold of us. And if any of the consumers out there have a question, feel free to call and just ask for me, and I'm happy to chat with anybody.
Great. Luke Lyons, he is the Director of Sales at Earl Smith Distributing here in Port Huron, along with Evan Feringa of Baffin Brewery in St. Clair Shores. Go check them out. And thanks again for coming in, guys.
Thanks for having
great
us.
Great talking to you. No. All right. 1380 WPHM. We're about 6 minutes in front of 10 o'clock here. Just about to get out of here. Let's do one quick check of your weather forecast for today. Partly sunny, highs near 75. Wind gusts could reach 21 miles an hour. Showers tonight, lows near 56. Showers tomorrow, cooling down, highs only near 62. It's 68 degrees right now at 9:55. That's it for me, Paul Miller. We'll be back tomorrow. Thanks for joining me over the past few days. And check out the podcast page if you missed any of our conversations. It's Caleb on 1380 WPHM.